The comments are outrageous. Obviously, I wasn't at the press conference, but I had a number of journalists on to me today. And the inference is that by naming me personally, she's attached me to bids which allegedly involve moving away from the Valley. In fact, I have had some dialogue with Ronan du Châtelet directly. I didn't get past the club not being for sale. To suggest that any of this has been inferred from my direction, that the investor I have has got any interest in moving the club away from the Valley, is totally disingenuous. And I have written to Catriona Mayor this afternoon and asked her to retract that because she knows that that is not the case, and I'm hoping that's what she'll do.
So to be clear, Peter, the brief dialogue that you have had with Charlton hasn't had an opportunity to really outline what those plans would have been at this stage in the process?
No, I've offered now, I think, on four occasions to take the investor under confidentiality for obvious reasons, on at least four occasions. The latest, which was roughly 3 to 4 weeks ago, was met with the fact that the club is not for sale. So to suggest there's been any discussions about the club being moved or anything like that, which would be ridiculous in the current position that the club finds itself, the absolute priority is to invest in the squad to get the club back out of League One and back into the Championship, and anything other than that is a complete distraction away. There's no intention now, and there's no intention in the future to move it away from what is a very well-equipped stadium. It was a stadium that housed Premier League football for many years, and the club doesn't need to be moved away. It's got far more issues to deal with than that.
OK, and again, to clear up any outlying issues, I suppose, any concerns from Ebbsfleet United fans looking at these situations? Your involvement in this deal is completely separate to your position at currently at Ebbsfleet United as well in the investors there?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think I've made it clear both to Ebbsfleet fans and to Ronan du Châtelet that I have absolutely no interest in returning to Charlton, and I'll reiterate that again today. The fact was, with the situation the club was in, having been a fan since 1960, I'm more aware than anybody of the huge numbers of fans that are turning away from the club and are dissatisfied with the current regime. It's obviously their right to decide whether or not they sell the club. My intention only was to try and meet with Ronan du Châtelet to explain to him the potential of the investor, what he could offer the club. I believed and still believe it was a good offer for du Châtelet and it was a good offer for Charlton. At the end of the day, they have the right to decide if the club's not for sale, and the only discussions that have taken place with them are on that.